All right, good morning. It is good to be together.
Amen.
In fact, I'm going to invite you to turn to your neighbors, and say, it is good to share the morning together with you. All right, well, we are going to, as we have been, continue today and all summer long, leaning into the Psalms, what we are calling Songs for the Journey. What are these ancient prayers for ordinary days? Perhaps worth remembering that these are not carefully organized theological arguments. These are prayers. Prayers that invite us to bring our whole selves into the presence of God. To bring our whole selves into the presence of God. And perhaps that is why they continue to speak to us today. Right? For thousands of years. Right, inviting us to enter in, to lean in, to join in the text. Because somewhere inside these ancient prayers, we often discover our own. And we can think back from the rootedness of Psalm 1 to the deep ache and the real honesty of Psalm 13. To the Psalm 23 reminder that you are forever never alone. To last week, Psalm 27, right? Keep turning toward the light. And today, we come to Psalm 42. If you are grabbing one of those Bibles near you, page 401, 401 is helpful. The words will be on the screen next to me as well. We're going to go ahead and read the text, and normally I would have Cliff do that, but Cliff isn't here, and I am happy to read the text, but is there anyone here that would be interested in standing? We can even bring you the microphone if there's someone that would be interested in reading the text this morning. Going once. Good. Yeah?
Psalm 42.
As a deer pants for the flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Then shall I come and appear before God. My tears have been my food day and night. While they say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul. How I would go with the throng and lead them in the procession of the house of God with glad shouts and songs of praise, a multitude keeping festival. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. My soul is cast down within me, therefore I remember you from the land of Jordan and Hermon, from the land of Mizpah, my deep calls to deep. As the roar of the waterfalls, all your breakers and your waves have gone over me. By the Lord commands his steadfast love. At night his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning? Because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a deadly wound in my bones, my adversaries taunt me. For they say to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down on my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God.
Amen. Let's pause for a moment and pray. God, we thank you for this day, for the gift it is to gather together, to be with one another in your presence. And as we reflect on these words that Jeff has just shared with us, your Psalm 42, we ask that you would grant us open hearts, attentive minds, willing spirits, that we might receive whatever gift you have for us today. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. Mary Oliver, the poet, from her poem, The Journey, she writes, one day you finally knew what you had to do and began. Though the voices around you kept shouting their bad advice. Every day we hear voices. Some shouting loudly, some more subtle, always incessant, coming from everywhere, from the headlines to the sound bites, from the algorithms to the echo chambers, right? It's like this endless stream of voices, opinions and expectations and assumptions, not to mention our own, right? Our fears, our disappointments, our doubts, our regrets, right? The things that we say to ourselves, all of the voices telling us who we are, what matters most, what success looks like, what we should pursue, what to believe in, what to hope for. And so the question is not, are there voices? There are voices, and there will always be voices. The question becomes, which voice gets the last word? And perhaps that is why this ancient prayer speaks to us even today. Beginning with verse 1, the psalmist writes, as the deer pants for streams of water, which may sound familiar because we just sang that song. Maybe many of you are familiar with it. It's a beautiful song. It really kind of helps paint a picture, right? And we can imagine, along with those over the years who have also pictured a deer, right, down by a quiet stream, lapping up the cool water. It's calm, peaceful, serene. The problem is, that is not at all the picture the psalmist paints for us today. That word pants is a very intense word. I would even go so far as to say dangerous. It comes from the Hebrew arag. It speaks of a deep and a desperate longing. As in this kind, the kind that belongs to a creature that is very much aware that without water there is no life. And so this is not a mild or a casual thirst. This is a deer, a picture of a deer that is not next to the water, but is in desperate need of it. If I don't get water soon, death is at my door. There's an absolute desperation here. And it's that that the psalmist is wanting to communicate to us. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. This is the ache of a soul at its limit. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? Right? This is a voice of desperate longing. And then straight off, interesting, another voice speaks. My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me all day long, where is your God? And notice here, the question is not, where is God? The question is, where is your God? What is to say, if God is who you say he really is, then why are you still thirsty? Why are you still suffering? Why are you still shedding tears, right? Why does your life look the way that it looks, right? Which perhaps sounds more familiar than maybe many of us would like it to. Right? And in moments of our own desperation, in moments of our own grief, in moments of our own doubt and fear, when life doesn't look the way we had hoped, wondering why. And notice the psalmist here. What does the psalmist do with that voice? It's interesting. He doesn't answer the question. He doesn't argue the point. He doesn't try to push back. Instead, he remembers. Right? These things I remember as I pour out my soul. How I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. Interesting, because what he remembers is not an explanation. What he remembers is an encounter. Remembering the presence of God. Remembering the people of God. Remembering the joy of gathered worship together. Not answering the question or not answering the accusation, where is your God? But refusing to let that voice become the whole story. Refusing to forget what he knows to be true. Right? Not silencing the questions. In fact, he himself now gives voice to them. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Right? This is the psalmist here. He's not pretending. He's not pretending that all is well. He's not denying the pain. And yet, put your hope in God. The psalmist says, put your hope in God. And what is worth noticing again is the psalm doesn't remove the struggle. Right? The questions are still here. The tears are still here. The longing is still here. This is not the elimination of the struggle. This is the voice of hope rising up within it. Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. The psalmist is giving voice here to hope, not after the struggle is done, but right in the midst of it. And that perhaps becomes even more clear when we read the next lines. The voices, they continue to speak. Verse 6 from the psalmist. Again, my soul is downcast within me. Therefore, I will remember. Verse 7, deep calls to deep. Waves and breakers are sweeping over. The voice of lament from verse 9. Why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning? Verse 10, the accusing voice, right? Where is your God? And yet, after a whole another round of struggle, here it is again, refusing to stay quiet. Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. And maybe that is the invitation for you and me today. Right? Because in this life, there is struggle. There are questions. There will be other voices. And yet, like the psalmist, the invitation is to return again and again to the shepherd, to the light, to hope, again and again and again. And so with that, I want to invite us into a time of stillness and to reflect together. Not to figure anything out, not to solve anything, but to simply sit with Psalm 42. Because I have no doubt that each one of us is in the midst of something right now. Some kind of a struggle, an ache, a despair, a hurt, a conflict. And so I want to invite us to notice where Psalm 42 might be speaking to you today. And to get at that as a help, to the extent that it helps, to maybe first consider where or what am I thirsty for today? What am I thirsty for today? Another way we could think of that is what longing has been stirring within my soul? And maybe another way to get at that again, where do I sense a deeper ache within me? So maybe begin there. What am I thirsty for today? What longing is stirring? Where do I sense a deeper ache? And then whatever that might be for you, what voices have been shaping my soul? Right? What voices have I been listening to? And maybe which voice have I been returning to? And then from there, what is God inviting me to remember today? What is it that I need to remember? What truth do I know but need to hear again? And then to wrap that up, we'll sit for a little bit in stillness and silence together, allow some time to reflect, and then Roger, when you sense it's time, Roger will come and close us in song. Where is God inviting me to give hope a voice today? Where is God inviting me to give hope a voice today? And then what would it look like to keep returning again and again? And one day you finally knew what you had to do and began, though the voices around you kept shouting their bad advice.